Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Greg McClure, Raleigh County Extension Ag Agent here, and we're talking about some events they've got coming up. We talked about the Zoom series, You Inherited the Farm, Now What? And another thing starting on the 12th of January, which would be next Wednesday, is Farm Financial Skills for Women in Ag.
Yeah, there's one for your more serious farm managers. I mean, that's the way I see this one. You know, we've had the Women in Ag series in the past, and some of them were probably geared a little more toward those who owned land and maybe weren't operating the farm. This one is probably geared more towards someone who's really actively working on the farm, because we're going to talk about enterprise budgeting, crop insurance, we're going to talk about crop marketing, we're going to talk about farm bill programs. You know, many of those, I guess as I look at that, the enterprise budgeting maybe is the only one that's going to be the most serious for your real managers. The others would work well for just your landowner because, you know, as a landowner, I have crop insurance. You know, even though the tenant's doing all the work and they think they have all the risk, well, I've got about as much risk just with the land ownership. And as a landowner, I also have to market crops. So I guess maybe I made that statement wrong. It really is going to work for anybody and everybody. But Farm Financial Skills for Women in Ag is really targeted toward women, but we've had men in the group, and you know, I think maybe that's more of a marketing ploy than anything else to say it's for women in ag. It will be primarily women, and one of the advantages of doing something like this is developing a network, so a network of other women who are in a similar situation, who they can share ideas with, and they all learn together. So this will be a really good program. This is a statewide event. We do have local sites, and so we'll have a meal to start with. So 5:30 each time we meet, we'll have a meal, and then we'll go into the sessions afterwards. So we will employ some Zoom, so the main speakers will be via Zoom, but at least half the program will be local with local activities, local well, that enterprise budgeting, I'm guessing that there's going to be a budgeting exercise, and they're going to get to crunch some numbers. And so valuable stuff starting next Wednesday evening. Yep, that's right. The 12th is next Wednesday.
And where will it take place?
And we're going to hold – our local site is at the Raleigh County Public Works Facility. So that's up on the hill here, 6215 Turtle Creek Drive or Turtle Creek Boulevard. Really good facility. So anybody that hasn't been there, going to meet in the basement. Got good chairs, good even temperature in the building. I always say that after having met in Potter Fall. You know, I do a lot of stuff in Potter Fall. And if you're standing up, you're warm. And if you're sitting down, you're cold. This room is not going to be like that. It'll be a really good atmosphere. And I think it'll be a good event.
All right. So again, that starts next Wednesday, the 12th. Coffee shop meetings are also happening.
Yeah, and I start next Thursday with our first coffee shop meeting. And the first one of our coffee shop meetings, this year we've moved those. Actually, we were going to do this last year, but I didn't end up getting to hold them in person. We moved those to Raleigh. So we'll meet at the farmhouse in Raleigh. So I'd say that's right there on Main Street, but I actually think that Main Street is not named the right thing. So it's on the Main Street, whatever the name of that street is there in Raleigh. It's the farmhouse, and so it's a restaurant that Erin Gooch runs. She does a lot of catering for us, so she's agreed to let us use the facility on those mornings, even though she's not open. So we start on the 13th. The first session is... we'll talk about summer burning. So Casey Olson has agreed to be the speaker, and he's done a lot of research in the last few years on summer burns to control Sericea lespidiza. And so don't know how familiar you are with Sericea lespidiza, Brandon, but it's one of those noxious weeds that's gotten into our pastures, and it's a mess to control, hard to control. And the summer burning has done pretty well with it. And it doesn't make sense if you think about it. We're trying to burn. To me, it doesn't make sense. It actually works. But to try to burn that grass while it's green. So you got to have enough dry grass out there to carry a fire so that you can also kill the Sericea lespidiza. And so we'll talk about that some. The other thing that KC has done that I find interesting is he's moved the K-State, and he did this several years ago, moved the K-State commercial cow herd from the traditional spring calving season, which is in the winter. You know, our cattlemen say they're spring calvers, and they start calving in middle of January or February, to actual a spring calving season, so to April. So he's done that to really more match the resources. It's not done by a lot of people around here. There are some that do it, and it does work well. Just to match, so the calf is born at a better time of year. Yeah, the cow is able to put on weight. Calf's able to utilize the grass at the time that it's growing. And so I think we'll talk about that some. So that's our first coffee shop meeting next Thursday, 10:30 a.m. at the farmhouse in Riley. I'd like to have reservations if people could register online at www.riley.ksu.edu by noon the day before. And if they don't register and they show up, I'm not going to kick anybody out.
Okay.
But they just give me headaches if they don't tell me they're coming.
Yeah, it's a courtesy thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
The end of the month, RCLA is having its annual meeting as well. That's the last day of the month.
Yep. So RCLA, that's Riley County Livestock Association. Annual meeting is really a good event because we serve a steak dinner. So it'll be probably a ribeye steak. We've always advertised it ribeye steak. I think I could serve you a KC strip and you wouldn't know the difference. It's just a matter of a couple of inches of where that got cut from. And it may be a KC strip because I priced ribeyes. And before Christmas, ribeyes were just really, really high.
Yeah.
And the KC strip is a very similar steak and quite a bit cheaper. But either way, you'll get one of the best steaks you've had for a long time, $20. Our speaker this year is Mike Beam. He's Kansas Secretary of Agriculture. And so, you know, normally we'll get about 100 people. I will be surprised if we get that many this year. I think numbers will be down. But it'll be a good event. We do usually have door prizes donated by various businesses. We also have started a silent auction on some of the bigger door prizes. And the Livestock Association has put that money toward a scholarship. So they're planning on doing a 4-H scholarship each year. Right now it looks like it's going to be a $500 scholarship. I guess it depends on what we're able to earn from that silent auction, but a $500 scholarship to a 4-H'er in Riley County. So that's what we're doing on that event. Anybody who's interested in that, we really ought to have reservations probably by about a week ahead, so the 24th. Again, same place, www.riley.ksu.edu. You know, our phone number works too. We take phone calls, 785-537-6350. And then those that know me, some of them just text directly to my personal phone and I take care of it for them. So, you know, any way you can get a hold of us, we don't care. Just get a hold of us.
All right. Sounds good. I'm intrigued just having the steak dinner. That just sounds so
good. You would enjoy it. I know you would. I don't buy a steak in a restaurant very often, but when we get this one right, that is a good, good steak. And we get it right most of the time.
I believe it, yep.
I can attest to Greg McClure's ability on a grill and mass steak grilling. He does. I mean, I've been to a number of those types of dinners.
And I have to admit that I've really passed this off, and my board members do the cooking.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, I may be.
So did I get the McClure? Did I get
the
original?
Well, it depends. Did you come to a township officer meeting?
No.
If you came to one of those, you would get one that I cooked.
Livestock associations.
Oh, I think my board members did that. Yep.
10 years ago?
Yeah, I would have been helping. But my board members probably did that. I'm sorry. I would have marinated it. I would have got it all ready and right down to putting it on the grill.
I'm really crushed right now.
Yeah, right down to putting it on the grill.
I will tell you this much. It was still good, so I guess your education.
Well, you hope that you can pass off all of those jobs to where if you don't show up, it'll all still happen.
Okay, do your kids do this? You got work to do.
I do have work to do. My son, he may not be grilling. Yeah, no, he is.
Brandon?
My son is the best cook in the house.
We need to have a grill club here at the radio station so Greg can come and teach us.
Yeah, I'm down.
Or I could come and just, I tell you what, you provide the meat and we'll work on this.
Boom! Shakalaka boom!
No, I think I've done a pretty good job on the youngest child.
Okay, all right.
he cooks.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he for hire? Because we'd love to have a sous chef here.
I shouldn't tell this. He is for hire, and if you offer more money, he'll decide to
there's money involved.
Yeah, he'll offer more money. Yeah, he'll decide to bail on one job and go do the other one.
Ah.
But somebody offered him almost $50 an hour to move irrigation pipe.
Wow.
He didn't turn it down.
I'm in the wrong business,
He made sure that his schedule was clear that day.
The 70s, I got $1 an hour to do it for my dad.
I'm pretty proud of the kid. He understands a dollar, and when he gets them, he invests them.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, Greg, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you, and have a good rest of your weekend here.
Thank you.